This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. After announcing last week that they were submitting to Representative Liz Cheney for funding to replace the Gurley overpass, as studies show that the bridge is reaching the end of its anticipated lifespan, the Gillette City Council has found that grant appropriations from the Community Project Funding Program would be capped at $7 million. The council said they'd still pursue that option, but the council is also now looking for other sources of funding to help make up for the shortfall. Renovations on the Central and East Pavilions at Camplex will have to wait another year. Last week, during a budget meeting, the City Council and Campbell County Commission gave their verbal support for a master plan for the future of Camplex. The consensus was that using the master plan to achieve improvements made sense. There are other sources of funding. They simply now need to be studied. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Sheriff Scott Matheny has announced he's running for re-election in August. According to the news record, Matheny will now be running against Janiah Highland, who retired in 2020 from the sheriff's office. Matheny was undersheriff from 2003 to 2014. He was appointed sheriff at the end of 2014 after the resignation of former Sheriff Bill Pownall. Matheny was elected in 2018 when he was unopposed. The city has applied for a federal grant to construct a berm so that when the rains come during the season, the fishing lake at Dalby Park won't flood and overflow into adjacent streets and possibly neighborhoods. The 1 to 6 foot berm would cost between $2 million and $3 million to build, and when complete, besides protecting from big storms, it would mean that Dalby Park wouldn't have to shut down during smaller storms. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.